Welcome to the SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast. I'm Elaine Hom, and with us, information security expert and book author Russ Rogers. Welcome, Russ.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This podcast is going to be a supplement to the frequently asked question guide that we have on our SearchSecurityChannel.com page, and this is on email security. So Russ and I are going to sit down and talk about a couple of the questions that he touched upon in the FAQ guide, but we're going to go a little more in depth. So Russ, first question that we had was, what kind of information do you expect to send and receive across your new email server? And you explained to us in the question, you know, why this is important, but do you think you can go a little more in depth and tell us a little more about that?
Well, one of the issues we've run into in the past as we do these audits of email servers is that when you ask a customer how important the email server is, their automatic response is, it's very important, and that's based solely on the fact that they feel like they need their email. It rarely gets back to that thought process of what kind of information do I have on there and why is that important. We have to talk to the customer and explain to them, you know, aside from the spam and aside from the personal emails and aside from the everyday business kind of stuff, there could be critical private information of customers, of personnel, the workers of the company. There could be sensitive research and development information that's going back and forth through those servers between their organization and, say, a partner organization, or worse, the military or the U.S. government or something along those lines. And so when we consider security in respect to email servers, we really need to kind of focus that security based on the highest level of information that's going through that server. You don't want a generic one-size-fits-all security configuration or security plan for an email server because of that.
Okay, and that kind of directly ties into your next question, which is, you know, regulatory compliance. Touch upon it and explain the different regulations that are the most prevalent right now, but do you think you can tell us a little more about the regulatory compliance industry and what this means for email security?
The issue with regulations and legislation surrounding information security at these organizations in these various industries is that they tend to be fairly generalized. They don't give a lot of technical detail. They tell you you need to protect this type of information. No one has really been bitten by these regulations yet. There's not a lot of teeth behind it, but we can expect over the next year or two that the federal government's going to start cracking down. They're cracking down in other sectors, such as the military or the federal government, that typically indicate that they're moving in that direction. Those are usually the first steps. And now they'll start moving out into the broad general industries, such as healthcare, finance, education, those kinds of areas. And it's very important for the customer or the organization to understand what their obligations are. Because honestly, although there are lots of articles and lots of web pages and lots of people talking about it, there's not a whole bunch of direct guidance that will tell you, all right, I am the University of Woodworkers, and these are the regulations I have to comply with. You need to speak to a professional. You need to understand what those regulations are, because those don't apply strictly to the data. They apply to the servers that are storing and processing and transferring that information across the network. And so it's very important, in my opinion, that they sit down with somebody, they do some research, and they find out. Because what we found working with, say, universities in the past is that they'll have financial data for students, and that's going to fall under a completely different regulation and set of laws than, say, FERPA, which deals strictly with personal information for the students. And so a single organization may actually have requirements under 2, 3, maybe even 4 different sets of regulations, and they could get nailed under any of those if information gets out or if they get hacked, you know, something along those lines. Not to even mention the public relations nightmare.
Right. You know, as an information security expert, do you think that, you know, the industry has changed since introducing these regulatory compliance? You know, for people who are resellers implementing projects such as email security, this is a great opportunity for them, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of business that needs to be done. The biggest issue I've seen with resellers being able to get into customer organizations is actually the education factor. actually explaining to the customers why they need this. You can't just go in and go, well, you're going to get in trouble if you don't do this. That's not the way you play your cards. You need to actually educate them and work with them, become a part of their team. And if you do this, if you communicate with the customer correctly and you really understand what's going on in the industry or with these regulations and these laws, you should have no problem finding business, being able to do these email security audits and even normal security audits.
And along those same lines, you know, if you maintain a good relationship with the customer, you mentioned in one of the questions that you should offer periodic security audits of the email server. What exactly do you mean by that?
One of the biggest problems that I've seen at organizations is they feel like this is a product. You know, it's like a firewall that I can buy, I can configure, I can install on the network, and then kind of forget about it. And that's not how the security lifecycle or the security process works. The hackers are working 24/7, 365. They're never going to stop. New vulnerabilities, new bugs will always come out for these different software products, these applications. And it behooves the customer to have periodic security audits of these types of servers because it will help ensure that they are maintaining an appropriate security level. Because over time, the security aspects of these servers will decay. It gets worse over time as these vulnerabilities are released. And eventually, these products, you know, become unsupported by the vendors. Now, for the resellers, it's important to understand how these trends work. You know, for Microsoft Windows, for example, you know, you've got every Tuesday when new patches come out for vulnerabilities or bugs or things like that. And based on understanding how that email application is released, how the author or the organization that creates that product patches it and releases bug fixes and things like that, it's, you can tell the customer, all right, well, based on this, you should really have us come in and check this out about every 6 months. And in between that time, you need to be doing these things. And what we'll do when we come in after 6 months is verify the local configuration, verify the network-facing configuration, what's allowed, what's not allowed, have the known exploits been fixed, are there ways to get around the security? Can I get at the information? And so it works for the reseller and the customer. It keeps the customer more secure, which works in the favor of their customers or their employees. And it works for the reseller because it keeps their business line, that pipeline, flowing, and it helps increase their reputation in a positive sense.
Great. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Russ.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For more information on email security, check out the remainder of our FAQ guide on searchsecuritychannel.com/email security. This has been a searchsecuritychannel.com podcast. I'm Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.